views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience in blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationships and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma and stop the wrong attraction and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. You can connect with me at theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Check my specials on my numerology charts and make sure you enter my free newsletter by downloading my free chapter of my book. My address again is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Our show today is three sacred keys to more energy, better health, and much happier relationship with Carol M. Friesen. Carol M. Friesen is a leading expert in personal transformation. Carol is in the business of empowerment. She shows you how to peel back emotional layers of cellular memory and experience the freedom to shine the light of your soul. As a presenter, Carol charms her audience with her unique blend of body language, face reading, wisdom, and candid humor. Carol is the sought-after keynote speaker, best-selling author of Succeeding in Spite of Everything, and an award-winning teacher. Carol has shared the stage with New York best-selling authors T. Harv Eker, Lisa Nichols, John Gray, and Doreen Virtue. Carol Friesen is the founder of and director of the Lightworker Institute and oversees thousands of students, practitioners, and teachers in the psychosomatic therapy. Spend a few minutes in Carol's presence and feel your body come alive. Now, before we get started, I want to share the call in number with you all. Today, Carol and I would love to connect with you, and Carol will answer you any specific question you have about your body or psychosomatic or the healing in general. And I will answer it from my own way also. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your question through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So the phone number again is 1-800-930-2819. Now, how many of you would like to have lots more energy, better health, and much happier relationship? The self-healing is a new health science, and I would like to welcome you, Carol M. Friesen, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you, Carol?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Joseph. It just seems like yesterday when you were in my training. I guess that was a year ago, and you've accomplished so much in such a short time.
It was in last October. So I'm one of the students for Carol, by the way. So it wasn't an easy decision to take that course, but I took it after all, and I found it is one of the best courses I ever took. So, and thank you for sharing your gift within that psychosomatic course. So, I would like to explore more about the psychosomatic because I'm pushing it more myself, and because I found the benefit, what people can benefit out of it. So, with the self-healing, the new health science, what where are you taking us with this?
Well, it's about how to get a deeper awareness of how the body just hangs on to trapped energy and cellular memory, and also how to understand the bigger picture from the inside out, the bigger picture of purpose in life, and a few practical tips on maybe how to strengthen our connections with the five inner power circuits that everyone has within themselves.
And so what are these five power circuits?
Well, the five power circuits to start lighting ourselves up, or what holds us back in life, is the first one is self-confidence. Mm-hmm. And self-confidence meaning confiding in oneself. Most people look outside of themselves and ask other people what they should do, but once we find that deep connection, we find that confidence within ourselves to do anything. Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And usually with life experiences, things have happened in our lives that chips away at that self-confidence. So mine was spelling. I couldn't spell because I got a strap in grade 2 for I was falsely accused of cheating in a spelling test. Mm-hmm. And I hated English all my life. And once I cleared that, in cellular memory, in my body, where I was feeling that, it was like thousands of rubber bands were cut inside of me. And I started to connect to a center within myself where I could find that self-confidence. And since I released that 13 years ago in my body, when I took this particular teachings with Herman Mueller out of Australia, I'm full of self-confidence. I love public speaking. Before, I was terrified even to say my name in public. And now I find it... the most rewarding thing to do is just give me an audience. I love to talk now. So it's definitely self-confidence is the number one key to connect to within ourselves, within the body. So, and then the second one is self-esteem, is how do we motivate ourselves or find that steam within ourselves. And as you understand, Joseph, we play with words a lot.
I know.
I understand, right?
I understand.
So,
I have to
getting
myself.
Yes, I still what I call freeze frame, and I reword things because that body mind connection is so important with our words, because our body is only hears the vibration. So, and as you understand from the classes, the word K-N-O-W is the worst four-letter word in the English language, which cuts off the body-mind.
Mm-hmm.
And because the body only hears N-O, and that means I know, it's like blocking someone or blocking energy from listening to our body. So even if we take that one word and change it to I understand, now we stand under our thoughts and we connect the body and the mind as one living unit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the disconnect, most people are live in their heads. They're not in the body, like fully aware of what's happening at all times, which is, I say, the body is the biofeedback machine. It's the one telling us what we're actually feeling in every moment. So, and then the third power circuit is self-worth. Are you worth it to live your life on purpose? And with your work, of course, Joseph, we get it through numerology, but I just love how you've bridged the numerology with psychosomatic therapy now, or where, in which chakra where the numbers are actually playing themselves out in our life. So self-worth is so important to find that deep power circuit within ourselves, or the power center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one is self-respect. And respect, I break the word into re-inspect what you've got inside. We're all came here with incredible gifts to share with the world. Everyone's gifts are different, though, and most people compare themselves to other people instead of finding their own uniqueness, their own path within themselves. And, of course, the most important one, the fifth power circuit, is self-love. And loving the skin we're in. We can only love ourselves. We can't love another person because love is actually a feeling. It's not about another person. It's how you can love your reaction to another person, but you can't love the person because those feelings are going on inside of us. And I don't know if I always love my reactions to some of the people that are closest to me. So, and here again, it's a choice within ourselves. When we feel good about ourselves, we feel good about other people, and we see the beauty in each person we meet. So when you connect these five power circuits, it all comes down to self-trust. And when we can trust in ourselves, then the healing starts. That's why I call it self-healing, is to become whole within ourselves. And when we look at the issues in our tissues and we start to heal them, there is a huge emotional component to all dis-ease. Dis-ease meaning only, it means that there's a lack of ease of flow of energy going on inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at the emotional component to every disease and see what the blockage is, even in the DNA. What's running in our family history is so important too. So,
well, it's like everything that's coming from the emotional in our life, and what's happening in this is going to be anchored on the body. And this is what I've found it fascinating with this way of healing that is completely, I found it as a whole. Once you start understanding your feeling, you start understanding your and you start making the correction on the body, that brings you the whole aspect of this new health science, I believe, you know, which I found it fascinating. Now, there is something you said. You mentioned something. Maybe some of the listeners they're not sure what you mean by cellular memory.
Well, the feeling at what age in the body where it stuck, because the body remembers the feeling, so we keep playing that over and over again in our subconscious mind.
Okay.
And our body is our subconscious mind. If something, let's say back in grade 2, happened to me, every time I came across a blockage when I couldn't spell a word or writing an exam going all through school, I came across that same feeling would come up of getting that strap.
Okay.
And it's not that the event was still running, it's how that event affected me that my body would react to certain things.
Okay.
So I would hit that block a lot, even though I was very successful. I had a restaurant and blues bar for 14 years. Never once would I take my stage or even run a staff meeting because I hired people to do that because I was terrified of speaking in public.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects all areas of life when there is something running in the background that we are not even aware of. I thought I had processed that mentally. I understood it. It happened, but I didn't know where I'd stored it, or I wasn't aware of where I had stored it in my body.
Mm-hmm. And so, this, And this is what I found the fascination about the course. And from that angle, I found it really fascinating. Now, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today, we have Carol M. Friesen with us, and you have the opportunity to call in and ask your question about self-healing, the new healing science, psychosomatic, whatever you felt you'd like to ask. Our number is the 1-800-930-2819. And just before we go to the break, Carol, can you give, if somebody needs to connect with you, how they can connect with you?
My website is www.core.com.
Okay, very good. And so we'll be right back after our short break, and we will talk deeper about that new health science. We'll be right back.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Carol M. Friesen. So, Carol, I understand there's the three sacred keys for the new health science. What are these keys?
Well, the first key is, number one sacred key is focus, about bringing our focus back to ourselves and As the life seems to get busier and busier, it seems like most of our energy is going outside of ourselves, especially when you're running a business. We spend so much time on our businesses, on websites and social media, which is all things outside of ourselves, and it keeps us very busy, so we don't have to look inside what's going on inside. So, and also, people are out there headlong into the world searching for something to fulfill themselves, and they are not finding it. And people buy thousands and thousands of books, and the more books we buy, the more our body feels more insecure and loses self-confidence and self-esteem, because we're reading all this stuff that doesn't pertain to us. Or we say we're going to do this meditation or that meditation, and it goes back on the shelf. And the body says, how do you possibly think I can do all this? So by coming home and seeing how we're using our energy inside and how much are we using it for the outside world, and to bring a balance into that. And often people will even cut themselves off at the neck, which cuts off the life force or the inner energy source that we can connect with if we bring our bodies back into alignment. And of course, there's so much with parents. They have so many things going on with children and parties to go to. That's all stuff that goes outside of us. And the head, actually, when we put people on plumb lines, a person's head can be like at least 100% ahead of the body. I was 110 when they put me on the plumb line. What were you, Joseph?
I don't remember. I was a lot anyway, you know.
Yeah, you were way out of your body. So and have you felt a difference just bringing your neck back and standing in your power?
It's a huge difference. It's a huge difference, especially I was completely out, way far distance, you know. It's like I wasn't in my body eventually, you know. It's like somebody is walking in that body, but I'm not there in it.
Well, did you feel yourself too? I mean, in a year, look how much emotional baggage that you've let go of. Or what are we waiting for? As soon as you bring your head back onto your body and your posture and alignment, the body can let go of unwanted weight, because it's the spinal column, is the fluid is running properly. So it opens up the whole inner core of the body.
It does. It does.
I mean, posture correction.
I mean, I take it from my own experience with it. It's like once I start modifying those movement, and especially, and you're aware of my orthotics that I used to put in my feet, and I said I'm not going to sit and depend on this orthotics, and I start controlling the way I walk even. And funny enough, a few days ago I was walking with my son, and he was looking at me the way I'm walking, and he said, I'm going to be walking like you, you know, and putting the feet in alignment and doing, you know, and he started walking it the same way. Then he stopped, then he come back into doing the same way, you know. So I found it interesting. But only by doing the walking for myself and putting the posture in it, and you saw me into the first lecture, my eyes rolling upward more, if you remember that, and doing all of these corrections, it's like, whoa, it really changed. And plus, on top of that, I commit to what I do. That makes a whole balance out of everything. So it's really helpful if somebody really have the chance to be able to take that course and just fly out wherever Carol is giving it. It's really beneficial that you can completely start to understand your body, start to understand yourself. You know, we don't want recognition from other people. We need to recognize it ourselves first. And that's the way I got it from that experience myself.
Well, our inner world creates our outer world.
That's it.
When we go within and heal ourselves within, that starts to bring balance into our outer worlds, and that is the law of attraction. The more you're inside you, the more you are in the magnetic field, and people see you as a powerful person, and people want to be in that vibration.
That's right.
Especially love, and to love yourself, and you vibrate love. Everything loves, you know, is attracted to the vibration of love. Kids and show us that, and animals show us that.
Mm-hmm.
The more we can stand in the power of love, then we attract the right situations and the right people to us. But it all vibrates inside the body. You can't find love outside the body. You've got to find it inside. And love only meaning when the light source or the universal light source shines through us, and our life force is brought up inside of us through the chakra system, they meet in the heart center, and that's what we vibrate out to in our energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call love. It's a point of balance. Love only means a point of balance.
And is there any exercise for that? Somebody can start doing it immediately.
Well, you can just stand up against a wall and just take a few nice big breaths, and just feel the difference when the energy starts to run through the body. And then you can bring your neck back and feel the difference. First of all, stick it out and then bring it back and then feel the difference. Even the shoulder muscles, everything start to release. And at first it might feel a little bit odd. It's because you're not used to, the muscles aren't used to being in that position. But
mm-hmm.
over time, if you're conscious of it, you start to bring that head back onto the body. The whole neck and body starts to open up. The neck is the connection between the body and the mind, or the brain, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really, or even sitting in a car, people driving, you see them, their heads are almost through the windshield. So just by bringing the neck back, then the alignment comes in, and then the light can flow through us.
And they'll have less tension.
I mean, oh, definitely. And we react to things differently then, too, because if you're tense in your body, the tension goes out into your relationships.
Mm-hmm. And it will affect everything in what you're doing in life. We're going to leave the key number two for the next, after the break that we're going to do. But in the same time, before we go to that break, or we start talking about it, I would like to see if people, because I'm doing it from my own numerology. I started the psychosomatic after you opened that light in me to explore that avenue, and which is, I found it really beneficial to explore that avenue. Now, for many people that attended Consciously Living Your Destiny, and in the beginning it was hard to bring somebody to the front to do the demonstration on them, and in the last one it's like they were several people that would want to jump to be on the stage, and that was really interesting. But there's a lot of people that are coming now from the U.S. How they can do it? Are you gonna thinking about doing something in the U.S. Coming up in 2013?
I am definitely we have been in the U.S. Quite a bit in the past, not this last year. It's just the way things worked out, but I have done Los Angeles, San Diego, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Dallas, Texas. So I do offer it in Dallas, and usually in September.
Okay.
So the way they could get a hold of us, or even let us, they can drop us a line and just tell us they're interested in classes, and then they're the first ones that get our schedule. Or we have a lot of people fly in to one of the major cities in Canada, Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, or Toronto. So those are another option for people to come in to the classes.
Okay, and your website again?
It is Core, C-O-R-E, Potentials, that's plural, .com.
Okay, and I do seriously, I do recommend this course for anybody who takes it, because I remember myself, I've been a lot into the emotional and the mental healing that I used to do from the healing childhood experiences for work that I was doing, but I never touched the body, I never explored the body, I never thought it exists even. So to that point, you know. And the moment I got into this psychosomatic therapy course, and this is like, it's like a light bulb went into my head. It's like there's a lot of things can be done through that. And it's the best thing for me. It was more about personally to me, it's like to explore my own body and the way I neglected it for many years. And this is very, very important. So if you have the chance to be in one of the classes for Carol, you're going to love it, because I'm talking from my own experience about it. And what I found it beneficial, even to see it the second time. The second time you see it, you have it, you're out of the stress of the first time, that the expectation, I might say, but then you start finding it more beneficial to start exploring it into deeper sense of it. So after the break, we're going to talk about the second key for us. And the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask any question on through the instant feedback area on the homepage on Transformation Talk Radio. .com website, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines are officially opened, and we love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Carol M. Friesen. Carol, before the break, we were talking about the three sacred key for the new health science, and you started with key number one. So what is key number two?
Key number two is about, which is, this key is the most powerful law in the universe, is the law of balance. Mm-hmm. And it's about finding the balance between our inner and outer worlds. And we can only grow as strong as our roots. So to go deep inside and to cultivate self-trust, that builds the self-respect and, of course, self-confidence and self-esteem and self-love. So it's about how we relate to ourselves, and our primary relationship is with ourselves. It's not outside of ourselves. And the happier we are within ourselves, the happier our relationships are with our families and friends and coworkers. So bringing that balance into living from our inner world, it's like riding a bicycle, and your body is your bicycle. It can get upset quite easy. And to stay in our center is to stay in balance, to stay in our core center and with our breath, just to breathe any energy right through us. And it's about going inside, and I see it like when we go into the darkness within ourselves, if we bring our light with us, we can heal anything. And a short little exercise a person can do is just close their eyes and turn the third eye inward and look down into ourselves and really embrace the darkness within us. And if there's something we don't like, you know, in ourselves or in our body, we just ask our body, is how are we reacting to those thoughts? I mean, if you don't like what you see in the mirror, then we vibrate that energy instead of a vibration of love. And then we understand ourselves and understand why we're in the vehicle we're in and where we've stored past hurts in cellular memory. We're back to that cellular memory. And when we totally accept ourselves, that's when that bridge starts to form. And the what every person on this planet wants is just to be loved and accepted for exactly who they are, mm-hmm. not what other people want them to be.
That's right.
And then your gifts start to shine, right, Joseph?
It's big time.
Look how much you've built in these five power circuits within a year. Your
full
self-confidence and your self-worth, everything. I mean, we have to go on a little bit of a rocky road until we get there. Yeah, now once you're in alignment, we align to our physical vehicle aligns to the divine plan.
Yeah, and what I like to emphasize here for the listeners that once you make the shift goes instantly. It's not like it needs years to start to shift. And I experimented myself, so it's like I went really drastically. I committed in what I'm doing. I decided to make the change in my life. You have to have that decision first, you know, that you want to change. If you don't want to change, nobody can change you anyway. But when I made that decision, I want to change everything, what perception I had from the old perceptions, and it happened. I mean, and it went so fast in my life. It's like it's going step by step. It's like sometimes it's enough in the time in the day, but which is I'm happy about it. I'm not complaining about it because I found it fascinating of how the change goes so fast. And once we start acquiring about that change, and just we need to look deep into ourselves and start saying, and saying, what is it I need holding me down from moving forward? The way I look at it from my own healing way, it's like, what's stopping you? And just go after it and be honest about it, and it can help. And this course was a key eye-opener for me. So I really glad that I took the course, because I was hesitant about it in the beginning, you know. But I'm glad I did take that course. It opened many, many avenues for me. For the psychosomatic numerology, it opened. I use it for the healing work I do, because now I used to do the healing through mental and emotional. Now I can use the body also.
Yes, and it, definitely.
It has. I have the full picture now. It's like it's really tremendous help I got through that essence of that course. So it is a very, very good course, and it is in a way a very solid course, and you can use it in anything you're doing in your life.
Because yeah, I believe you came in through workshop leaders and presenters wanting to have authentic body language. Well, that's once you free the body, your body will speak, and that's how when we stand in our power on stage, it's we can express ourselves, but it's not our life is our stage. Even how we stand when we're having a conversation, even with our, you know, with a spouse or with children, they all react to how we're, our body language is what it's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the body never lies. It always tells the truth. And
you're
going to read so deep that we can read even what your mother was thinking while she was carrying you in the womb. That's it's all in the structure. So that brings us to that third key, Joseph, which
all
is
right.
The key number three is all about structure. We can see what you're focusing on, how much balance you've brought in, is by the structure. And structure equals performance.
That's right.
It's all about how you walk, how you stand, how you breathe, and that deep, deep connection within ourselves is very tangible in the physical body. And the deeper we connect within ourselves, the better health we have.
That's
and
right.
Health meaning wholeness. We all want to be whole.
I mean, that's the end result we'd like to have at the end.
That's right.
To be whole, at least, you know. But the way the structure, the way I experimented from the walk is really can be a breathtaking, the way you walk, and I've been conscious about it every single day, and the moment one foot switch, I bring it back to alignment and start walking. It's like I feel much better now, you know. It's like I'm getting more used to the right walking, and when you start seeing people around how they're walking, and you start knowing this person have that type of a problem that they're facing, or they're no direction, no purpose in their life. No, it's like you can start seeing things, and it's becoming hard for me to go to the beach sometimes. And look
yeah,
at
and we all sit in airports so much. It's always watching people's body language.
You know, I mean, I have five beaches next to me here. It's like it's a problem to be there, because you start knowing this, have this problem here, this that problem here. It's like, my God, I mean, it's like it's everything is anchored on your body. Everything is anchored.
Well, you know, all our insecurities, if our shoulders are rolling in, or the hip cock, it depends on, you know, what's going down in the hips, how we can put out our spinal column, and how much weight is held in the bottom half of the body just by the spinal column not being straight. And before I did this work, I had a lot of injuries and back problems, and, you know, just from a car accident to once I body mapped myself, my structure, what had happened in my life all came together too, because I understood why things had happened, and everything was in my solar plexus, mm-hmm. and in like how I stood in my power. And even from the numerology gave me a whole new perspective, because it was my karmic number.
Yeah, it is. And that was your major problem that you had to face anyway.
Right, yeah, to stand in my power, because I've always understood I'm a powerful being. Mm-hmm. But when I changed that in my body structure, it just started pouring through me.
That's right. So, I mean, it is powerful stuff. I know this course is, it means a lot to me personally. But now we're going to go for a short break. So you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Living Your Destiny, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And we're going to be back after this short break, and we talk more about the psychosomatic. I would like to ask Carol more about the psychosomatic and the course itself that she's offering. I think there's some changes you might be doing next year. So we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and my guest today is Carol M. Friesen. Carol, I'd like to talk a little bit about for the listeners today, what do they expect if they start to take your course? What give him some feeling about it.
Well, it's all about coming home to the body and understanding whether we're a Mack truck or a Ferrari. So we understand our vehicle. They didn't screw up on the other side and send us in the wrong vehicle. They sent us in the right vehicle for the right purpose. And so when we start to look at having a full body awakening, it's about coming back to themselves and really seeing who they are. And we do that, Joseph, through face reading. First of all, we spend, in our main classes, we spend one whole day just understanding the face. Mm-hmm. And the face, the bone structure is the blueprint of your soul. So we can tell if someone's got a big square jaw, they're more like a Mack truck. Or if their face shape's like an inverted triangle, they're more like a Ferrari because they're super sensitive. So, and then, of course, each part of the face means something. You know, brown eyes mean something, blue eyes mean something. So when you start looking at yourself very deeply, you start valuing who you are. And then we spend 3 full days just on the body and understanding how the bone structure has grown. We can tell if a person didn't feel supported by their mother or their father, what age it started happening, where that is. And once the body has that, the big aha, then it releases it in cellular memory and it frees the body up from tension. And the soul inside says, finally, you came home. You have a friend inside here, and I'm, you know, your soul loves you unconditionally. And then it's your inner light starts to shine through the body because you're releasing any cellular memory. And then we spend a day on just marveling at the hands, and the hands are an extension of our heart. It's not palmistry, it's the chakras of the hands, and how we touch everything, we leave a fingerprint of light behind. And so when we start to understand every part of the body, even the feet, we spend half a day on the feet, and you can tell everything about a person just by their toes and the shape of their feet. So these are characteristics, and then we start to value. I mean, when I took this class, I said, I have feet, and they mean something, because I was living in my head so much. And now I love my feet, and I take care of them, and that connection alone starts to run those power circuits of self-confidence, because I love who I am. I love my shape. And I've let go of a lot of weight since I've taken this class because I didn't need to hang on to it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's protection, which desensitizes the whole body from our feelings. So, and then there is other parts to it too, which is emotional anatomy and trigger release points and the practitioner level. So a person can also do this work, not just as a practitioner level, but we also have a master's level and a diploma in teaching this class. And I've been working with the founder and director of the Australasian Institute for the last 13 years, promoting this work in North America. So we're a government-registered training organization. So this isn't just another workshop. It is becoming a practitioner, this means to practice on ourselves. And healer, heal thyself. And we're all healers.
So
we do it through many different avenues. And there is no other course like our course out there. Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson and Louise Hay, they all talk about the body-mind. They all talk about psychosomatic therapy. But nobody teaches you how to do it.
How to do it, yeah. Yeah.
And we've systematically set up classes so that it evolves a person to each level of what their body can handle, especially with so much light coming into the world now. And to connect to that divine light has got to be done through the physical body.
That's right.
And that's what all the messengers are coming back now, is it's all about the body.
It is, in a way. It is. You have to start taking care of your body. And to be honest, I learned it after 49 years disregarding my body, you know. So it took me a while to catch up onto that. But as I said, it's never too late to do anything. And you can start it at any point in life. And really, it can change your life drastically, how you think about yourself, about your body, about your confidence, your self-esteem, your self-worth, which is the most important thing that we sometimes we give it away, you know, to other people. And this is where that influence. And what I enjoy from that course, for me, the way I integrated it into the numerology. And it's a huge ball game. And when you talk with a client and see, telling them, you might have that part of your body or that dis-ease in your body because of that vibration, that chakra has been blocked. And they said, we already have it now. Or, you know, it's like when they recognize, oh, yeah, I already have that problem. So it's really fascinating. And now I'm the way I'm driving it is, let's see how we can heal that problem. And thus we take it to the aspect that everything is you can heal it if you start become aware of it and start recognizing it and work with it instead of keep emphasizing on the negating side of it. So it is very fascinating from that aspect. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the psychosomatic numerology, the way I do it, you can attend one of my events on Consciously Living Your Destiny. And Consciously Living Your Destiny is going to open up in San Diego next year. And in January 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th, it's a four-day intensive. You can learn a lot about numerology and the psychosomatic and the law of attraction and mixing the subconscious and everything all together. It's a brand-new event coming up. It used to be 3 days before. Next year, it's going to be 4 days because there's a lot of information. And that event is also in Vancouver in February and in Seattle in March 1st. And it is the event is already on special for at the moment on the website. You can just go to the blueprintofyoursoul.com and check the click on Consciously Living Your Destiny. And the address, again, is the blueprintofyoursoul.com. Now, I'm going to thank... I'd like to thank my guest today, Carol M. Friesen, for being with us on the show. And I'm sure we're going to have her more time in here because I'd like to explore that area in our life. And thank for the listeners for listening to the show today and tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And my next guest next week is Kellyanne Matuszkiewicz, talking about the three things you need to know in order to be more successful in dating. So we're going to the dating next week, and it's going to be an interesting show. You can call in. Kellyanne is intuitive also. And stay tuned after this, Elizabeth Coxon, right after me. And have a great week, everyone. And thanks, Carol, again for being with us today. And I'll see you next week at the same time.
Joseph?
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.